Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, November 9th. After an extremely volatile overnight session in world markets, which brought the grains along for the ride on the news that Donald Trump has secured victory in the presidential race, markets have calmed somewhat and recovered, and we now have grains slightly lower across the board. We got corn down 2.25 cents at 352 after hitting a low of 347.5. December wheat down 3.75 cents at 411.5. Kansas City December wheat down 4.75 cents at 412.75. And January beans down 2 cents at 1009.25, about 15 cents off the lows of 994. The stock market was the real mover overnight, down almost 900 points at one point overnight. We've now rallied back about 650 points, and stock market presently is down about 200 points in pre-opening trade. Actually, we are above Friday's close, but below yesterday's for sure. Dollar also volatile overnight, trading right now at 98 cents after hitting a low of 95.90 overnight. Crude oil spiking down also, hitting a low of 43.07 before rallying back to 44.73, down just 25 cents a barrel. And now another big event coming today. So we've got the USDA crop production and WASDE report. Estimates for today's report at 11 o'clock is corn production of 15.041 billion bushels. That's versus last month's 15.057, and that's on a yield of 173.2 bushels per acre, slightly lower than October's 173.4 bushels per acre. That would put U.S. carryout ending stocks at 2.3 billion bushels, slightly lower than October's 2.320 bushels. Billion bushels, and world stocks just above 216.9 million metric tons versus October's 216.8. In the soybeans, estimates for production are 4.314 billion bushels. That's above October's 4.269, and that's on a yield of 52 bushels per acre, 6 tenths of a bushel higher than October's 51.4. That would put the U.S. soybean ending stocks at 420 million bushels, 25 million ahead of October's 395, and world ending stocks in soybeans at 77 million metric tons, which is slightly lower than October's 77.4. And the wheat, we're going to have ending stocks in the U.S. of 1.141 billion bushels. That's slightly higher than the 1.138 billion bushels in October. And world wheat ending stocks, 247.9 million metric tons versus an October estimate of 248.4. So fasten your seatbelts again. The number comes out at 11 o'clock. If you have any questions, you can give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge. Have a good day.